Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our Father, our Maker, we, your children, have gathered once again this day to hear from you and thank you for all that you have been doing for us individually and collectively. Thank you, Lord, that you have made it possible for us to see yet another day. Thank you, Father, Lord, for all the battles of life that you have been fighting for us and all manners of victory that you have granted unto us. Father, we are grateful. Please accept our thanksgiving this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you also, Lord, for all the past brokers. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of blessings that you have released unto us. Be thou glorified, be thou magnified, in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually today and collectively. At the end of the day, Lord, let us be mightily blessed and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear beloved, it gives me joy once again to welcome you to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled Peace in the Midst of the Storm. Peace in the Midst of the Storm. And I'll be taking my text from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 26, and I'm reading from verse 3 to 4. It says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, and in Jah, the Lord is everlasting strength." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the passage that we read there, it is quite clear. Say, the Lord will keep you and I in perfect peace, provided our mind is stayed on him, because we trust in God. He said, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. God is an everlasting rock. Why can't you trust in him? Storms will come, but God is ready to deliver you, is ready to deliver me. No matter what may be the storm, in as much as you are ready to trust him, the Lord will grant you peace. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Storm is anything that disturbs the environment, the atmosphere. Whatever disturbs your environment, whatever makes you not to be who God wants you to be, whatever that is challenging you can be a form of storm. But storm can also come from God. Storm can come from God due to our disobedience. The Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 1, verse reading from verse 27. It says, "When terror strikes you like a storm, and your calamity comes like a wide wind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me." Why? In verse 29, it says, "Because they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord." They hated knowledge and do not choose the fear of the Lord. So that a person who refuses to choose the fear of the Lord, God is saying that, look, calamity will come upon that person. Storm will come upon that person. Whirlwind will come upon that person. Distress and anguish will come upon that person. So why do you want this to come upon you? Why don't you trust in him? Why don't you obey him? Why don't you fear him? Why don't you reverence him? Because as you do so, God is ready to take all forms of calamity away from you. He's ready to take away the distress, the anguish from you. And even if they come, because you trust in Him. At the end of the day, the Almighty God will grant you victory. He will give you peace in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Storm can also come from the enemy. As we see in the book of Psalms, Psalm 18, verse 17, say, He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too mighty for me. The Almighty God will rescue you from the enemy, known and unknown. The enemy that is pretending as a friend, the Almighty God will expose them, and the Almighty God will grant you victory. In the midst of that storm, He will grant you victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, like I read previously, that you have to make sure that you do things to please the Lord. Do not be counted amongst the wicked one, because the Bible tells us that there is no peace for the wicked. There is no peace for the wicked. It tells us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 48 verse 22, he said, there is no peace, say the Lord, for the wicked. There is no peace for the wicked. So brothers and sisters, have you been doing things that in the sight of God can be considered to be wicked? It is time for you to drop them. It is time for you to have a change of mind. The Bible tells us also in Isaiah 57 verse 20, he said, but the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its water toss up mire and death. He said, there is no peace for the wicked. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. So brothers and sisters, do not join those who are perpetrating evil. Do not think evil against your brother, your sister. God is saying that there is no peace for the wicked. So if you want to operate and enjoy the peace of God, then it is high time for you to stop all those wicked ways and begin to walk in line with the word and with the precept of God, because God is ready to deliver you, but provided you belong to His camp. You see, I want you to know that no matter the storm that you may face, the Almighty God is there to steal them. He is there to steal them. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 89 verse 9, He said, you rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. And also in Psalm 93 verse 4, He said, mightier than the thunders of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. I'm talking about my God, who is mighty, who can stop those storm of your life. So you need to be on His side. And when you are on His side, He can make those storm to be still. Are you having storm in respect of your health? He tells us in book of Exodus 15:26, he says, saying, if you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do that which is right in His eyes, say, give ear to His commandment and keep all His statutes. Say, I will put none of the diseases on you that I put on Egyptian, for I am the Lord your healer. I am the Lord your healer. I will take away all the diseases of the Egyptians from you, provided you diligently listen to my voice. You diligently listen to my voice. So when we are talking about peace in the midst of the storm, we are talking about those who diligently listen to the voice of the Lord, who do things that are right in His sight, who obeys His commandment. See, He will grant them good health. The Lord will grant you good health. In the mighty name of Jesus, diseases and affliction shall be far away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, that which God has not planted in your body, the blood of Jesus will wash them away. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are with Him, like He did for Daniel, He's able to shut the mouth of the lion. Whatever is the lion that wants to devour you, the Almighty God is going to shut their mouth. He tells us in the book of Daniel chapter 6, verse 22, He said, my God sent His angels and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O King, I have done no harm. Can you be able to say that? Brothers and sisters, the Lord is ready to make the storm to be still. He's ready to give you peace in the midst of the storm. But brothers and sisters, you have to be ready to obey His commandment. You have to be ready to follow the words of God as he also did for the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel chapter 3, reading from verse 27. See, and the satraps, the prefect, the governors, and the king counselor gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their head was not singed. Their cloak were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. In the midst of the fire, in the midst of the storm, they did not experience the fire. The fire did not burn them. Why? Because these are children of God. These are people who are obedient to the instructions of God. And the Lord will grant you the grace to be obedient to Him in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is ready to show you His mercy as He did in the case of Jonah. God told him an instruction. Go to Nineveh, go and preach. Tell the people of the impending doom if they do not repent. And rather than going to Nineveh, he went somewhere. And the fish had to swallow him at the end of the day. But when he cried to God for mercy, God showed him his mercy. In the book of Jonah, Jonah chapter 2 verse 10. See, and the Lord spoke to the fish. It vomited Jonah out upon the dry ground. Every fish that have swallowed you, by the mercy of God, they will vomit you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, they will vomit you. The Almighty God will speak to them, and they shall vomit you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is ready to deliver you from every chain of captivity. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 5, verse 19, say, but during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison door and brought them out and said, go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the word of this life. The Lord is ready to set you free from the bondage of the enemy. But for what? For you to go out and share the good news. Go out and tell people about the goodness of our God. Go out and tell them that this God is a deliverer. Go out and tell them that this God is a healer. Go out and tell them that this God loves them. He loved them so much that he sent forth his only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to come to this world. He took away our infirmities. He took away our shame. He took away our sin so that we can be reconciled back to the Father. So that is the reason why God is ready to set you free. That is the reason why God wants to give you peace, even in the midst of the storm. Know that at the end of the day, the people may know that indeed there is a God who delivers. There is a God who is greater than the storm of life. There is a God who is ready to lift you up. Brothers and sisters, God is ready to give you that peace in the midst of that storm, in as much as you are connected to Him. And I pray that you continue to be connected to this God, because He's going to give you His peace. He tells us in Psalm 119 verse 165, He said, great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. You will not stumble because you love the law of the Lord. He also tells us in Proverbs 16 verse 7, He said, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemy to be at peace with him. Your enemies shall be at peace with him because your ways are pleasing to God. May you be able to please Him in the morning, at daytime, and at night time. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13, He said, all your children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. Your children will no longer be a terror to you. Your children will give you peace. The peace of God will reign in your home in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of God that passes all understanding, as we see in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 7. See, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. But brothers and sisters, what I'm talking about, if you have a connection with this God, if you trust in this God, He's going to make that storm to be still. So why don't you accept Jesus Christ this day as your Lord and Savior? Be ready to serve Him all the days of your life. And as you do so, the Almighty God Himself will deliver you in the name of our Lord Jesus. So just say after me this day, Father, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Grant me the grace to remain connected to you. Let me hate sin. Let me love that which you love. Give me the grace to trust in you at all times. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. Say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Forgive them their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Let them never go back to their vomit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I pray that you continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.